Ryan, what did you make of that?
Well, you know, it was a tough to get going here with all the festivities and whatnot, and the setup when we arrived, and the time delay, but we got what we wanted out of the weekend, and that last period we said, you know what, this period starts our season right now. We've kind of been, not saying going through the motions, but we've been playing with a little bit of tension out there and relaxed, and we said in the third period, we said this is our start of our year, this is what we're building for Belfast, and I thought our guys responded really well in that third period. I thought we got back to doing simple things, our team's gonna be successful. We got a lot of skill on our team, but we got grit, and we're gonna have to work hard for our wins. And we said that we're not gonna be a team to get outworked, and if we're getting outworked, we're not gonna win. So, guys bought in. I'm proud as can be of my guys. Woolhouse stepping in, you know, playing half the game, which we said from the start, regardless, Woolley was gonna step in, and he. He did a heck of a job in there, and a lot of credit to the kid. He made some unbelievable saves and kept us in the game. And in that third period, I thought we pulled together as a team, and I think I saw something which I was hoping I'd see. And I think the boys are feeling good about themselves right now.
What did you learn from these two games?
I think, you know, it's always a tough to read because both teams were playing a little hesitant out there, as you can tell. There wasn't a lot of body contact, and it was a feeling out process. And in that third period, I felt when we kept things simple that we're a good hockey team. We're a very good hockey club. Like I said, we have the skill up front. We have the skill to move the puck on the point. But we aren't gonna be successful playing a pretty game. We're gonna be a hardworking team. We're gonna have to work for our goals, and we got great goaltending, no matter who we start. So, but like I said, we're gonna have to get pucks in the net, and we're gonna have to score ugly ones, and that's the way we want to win. And we just want to win through work ethic.
Who caught your eye?
I thought obviously Woolley played unbelievable that second half. DeCaro was solid in net. You know, you can tell the quality is there.
He looks very, very balanced, doesn't he? Even day one when he's been, you know, flying halfway around the world to get here.
Yeah, he'll admit himself he's not comfortable yet, but, you know, he's got a week of skating now to get ready for Belfast. And you can tell the quality's there. He's confident in that net. You know, I thought Burnsville, obviously, he just came off the plane yesterday. You know, he's still fighting jack leg. You know, he probably hasn't been on the ice in a few days. So he showed some things today, some pretty good patience on that puck, and I think he's going to be another offensive threat along with Sarich. But you know, like I said, we're going to be a team that's going to win as a team and lose as a team. I said that from day one. No individuals on this team, and we got three balanced lines. Young Esther's played a heck of a game today, stepped up. He's got a great attitude. You know, he wants to learn. He just wants to compete. And he said from day one, he just wants to play in Sheffield. He doesn't care what spot he is. And I thought he had a heck of a game today. So pleased to see that.
And people forget about that number 23. That guy can still play the game a little bit.
it's a little. Still learning the whole balance here. But I got great support from Neely and Ash. And I think, I'm a lot more comfortable today than I was a week ago. I think we got a great room. We got a great room. Nobody works harder than Jonathan Phillips, and that's why he's our captain. And he's a leader throughout, and guys respond to that. And, you know, playing with him makes me go that little bit harder. So I think, I think the balance we got right now is good. We're excited. We're over the moon for where we are for preseason, but she all starts it started in that third period. That's what we said. It started in that third period for us. This is what we wanted to build on. So. Have a day off tomorrow, and we'll get back to it Tuesday.
Are you ready for some real hockey now?
I think everybody's ready. I think you know, the Festival of Hockey was great, and it was a success, and it was awesome to see those guys. And I think the whole weekend's draining for everybody involved. And you know, you can't imagine the likes of Dave Sims and all the backroom staff, Andy Turner and Tony Smith and the Steelers office that put it together. But I think now, selfishly, it's time for us to focus on the 20 guys or 17 guys we have in our room right now. And it was a great ride for the guys and the legends here, but now it's time to focus on our jobs right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.